Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When defining a digital strategy for your transformation, one of the biggest decision points is whether you should build or buy the software that you're going to use in your deployment. But how do you know which is the right answer, and how do you know what the pros and cons of each of these options are? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're helping clients through their digital strategies and their digital transformation journeys, one of the early questions they often ask is, should we build software or should we buy it? Now, before I get into the discussion here, I want to acknowledge that most people have a pretty strong opinion about this, especially people that have been in the industry for a long time. If you work for a software vendor, for example, you probably are going to feel pretty strongly about the buy option. And if you work for a custom development shop, or if you're a developer, you might feel pretty strongly about the build option because it plays to your strengths. But what I want to do is look past those biases and look objectively at these two clear and distinct paths that you can take in your digital transformation journey. And be sure to stick around to the end of the video, because I'm going to share with you three alternatives or three hybrid options that allow you to get the best of both worlds once I've unpacked the pros and cons of each. Now, for more information and best practices around digital transformation strategies and tactics that we've seen work best with our clients through the years, I encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report. It's an annual report we publish each year that highlights some tips and lessons learned and best practices and benchmarks related to digital transformations. And it also features a series of independent reviews and rankings related to software solutions in the marketplace. So I encourage you to download that paper. You can read that by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below to download that along with other resources that I've included for you to help you with your transformation journey. So the first option we want to look at here is the build option. So what I mean by build is this is a solution where you're not taking off-the-shelf software, you're not buying a software that already exists, you're going to build software to tailor it to meet the needs of your business. Now, to some, this may sound like a crazy idea, and to some, this may sound like a great idea. But what I want to do here is talk about the reasons why you might want to build your software. The first reason why you might want to build your software is because it's tailored and customized to your needs. So this is especially important if you are in a very unique industry, or if you have a very unique competitive differentiator, something that you're just not going to find in an off-the-shelf software. Or even if you do have off-the-shelf software options that might work for your business, but they aren't going to fully meet the needs of your business, building the software may be a way to tailor the software to better fit your needs. Another reason that you might want to build software, and one that's somewhat related to this first one, is it allows you to build competitive advantages. And the reason this is important is because too often organizations water down their competitive advantage by using an off-the-shelf software that their peers are using, their competitors are using, and even players in other industries are using. And if you really think about your competitive advantage, if your competitive advantage is something that's off-the-shelf and straight out of the box with an off-the-shelf software solution, then it's no longer a competitive advantage. In every organization out there, most organizations out there, at least in the private sector, are trying to one-up one another. They're trying to outperform one another. They're trying to be better than one another. And that, by definition, suggests that having a custom solution that allows you to build your competitive advantages and protect those competitive advantages might be the right solution for you. And then another reason why you might want to build software instead of buying it is because it offers a certain amount of flexibility. And the reason for this is because it allows you to do whatever you want, essentially. Because you're custom developing the software, you can change the software on a dime. This is especially important or especially true when you're comparing today's built solutions compared to today's cloud solutions. Cloud solutions are less flexible than on-premise solutions of years past. Generally speaking, you can't change the software because it's a commercial off-the-shelf system. And if you change the software too much, then you're either watering down and breaking the software the way it was built, or it simply can't be done because it's a multi-tenant cloud solution, which means you have limited ability to customize the software. So by definition, off-the-shelf software has certain limitations in how much you can tailor the software. And for that reason, you may want to maximize your flexibility by building the software. So these are just three reasons why you might want to consider the build option instead of the buy option. So in addition to the software build option, another option is to buy software. So we'll just call this buy to keep it simple. And if we're going to buy software, what that essentially means is we are going to buy commercial off-the-shelf software. This is provided by typically large or larger software vendors that have a proven and established and relatively mature software option. So that's the first benefit of buying the software, is that you have established technology. And this is very different than the build option, because in the build option, you're creating something from scratch that is not established and is not proven. Over here, for better or for worse, and regardless of whether or not the technology that's off the shelf is the right fit for your organization, at the very least, you know it's established and it's being used by other organizations, and you're not a guinea pig for that technology in most cases. A similar benefit, in addition to the established technology, is that you get to benefit from the R&D and innovation of big tech companies. And typically, the R&D budgets of a big technology company like a Microsoft or Oracle, SAP, they're investing billions of dollars every year in improving and enhancing their off-the-shelf software. So you get the benefit of all that R&D and all that innovation in a way that you don't get by building your own software. Another reason why buying software is oftentimes more popular and more acceptable to organizations is because it allows you to better integrate to other technologies. So if you're deploying multiple technologies, multiple systems, you want to know that you can integrate those tools easily. And generally speaking, when you buy off-the-shelf software, they've built the APIs and the integration tools that are going to allow you to tie together multiple systems better and easier than you might in the build option here. And then a final advantage of the buy option is flexibility. And the reason why I'm saying flexibility is an advantage here, even though I also mentioned it over here, is that in both cases, there's a different type of flexibility that happens as a result of buy. So when you're buying software, the flexibility is around the fact that you don't have to completely rewrite code necessarily to change a business process or workflow or a certain capability. Here, you can do more, you can be more flexible in that you can make more drastic changes to the software because it's your software, you built it, but that flexibility comes at a cost and a certain level of difficulty. So you can do more here, but it's more difficult. But over on the buy scenario, you can maybe do a little bit less flexibility, but it's easier, if that makes sense. So there's flexibility on both sides, but it's a different type of flexibility.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, so far, you may be looking at this comparison and you may see a clear advantage to one or the other here. You may see that one of these just makes a lot of sense for your organization, maybe the other one doesn't. But it may be that there's certain things that you like about each of these options, and it may be somewhat of a gray area, an uncertain area of whether or not you want to buy versus build. The good news is you have other options that really allow you to capture and take advantage of the strengths of both. And we'll just call these hybrid options for now. So we'll talk about what these hybrid options are here. And the first one is low-code, no-code. You may have heard this as a buzzword. A lot of vendors are referring to it now. And it's really a way that software vendors that provide commercial off-the-shelf software are trying to leverage some of the advantage of custom development, or at the very least, provide some alternatives to customizing the source code of the software that they're providing. So in other words, in the past, when you customize a software that's off the shelf, and just for clarification purposes, I'll put COTS right here, and that's commercial off-the-shelf software, just to clarify what we mean by buy. But in the past, when we've had a COTS system, if you wanted to make material changes to it, you had to kind of come over to this side of the camp, which is to customize the software. And what happens there is when you customize the software too much, you end up breaking it, or it ends up not surviving upgrades and that sort of thing. So you want to make sure that you look at low-code, no-code options as a way to leverage off-the-shelf software, but to give you some tools that allow you to experience some of the benefits of build, maybe not quite as much flexibility that you might get with a build scenario, but it gives you more flexibility than you might have had in the past with the buy option. Another option you have is that instead of just focusing on one commercial off-the-shelf software, you could look to more of a software platform. And this sounds like I might be talking about the same thing, but I'm not. They're slightly different, but very important. And a software platform is essentially investing in a platform that may have a core software at the base of it, but it has third-party developers and third-party applications that are building software and extensions of that software using that same platform. So in other words, you're taking the core software, creating a whole platform around it, and you're allowing other developers to create and build options that fit within the ecosystem and within that platform. One example that's very common in today's tech space is Salesforce. Salesforce is a CRM system, but in addition to being a CRM system, Salesforce has established the Force platform. And the platform is what Salesforce is based on, and that Force platform is used by other third-party developers to create extensions of Salesforce and variations of Salesforce that give it additional capabilities, additional flexibility, different capabilities than what it might have had in the past. So again, you're getting some of this benefit here without having to come completely over to the side of the spectrum. And then finally, another option that's actually been around for a long time is to do both. You can buy and build. So rather than calling it buy and build, I'll call it customize. Call it customize commercial off-the-shelf software. So you're using this as a core, you're buying software off the shelf, but then you're customizing it. You're changing the code, you're doing some custom development to extend the product and change the product to fit your needs better. But it's less risky and it's less starting from scratch than if you were just to start with an entirely new platform and build it yourself. So these are three options you might want to consider that are often overlooked in this seemingly binary decision of do we buy versus build software. So how do we know which of these options is best for our organization? Again, I'm sure many of you watching have a very strong opinion that you've had for a long time. But if you're still on the fence and you're trying to figure out what is the best path forward or when and where might we build versus buy and vice versa, I want to give you some guidance on that. First of all, if we look at the build option, when does this make sense for an organization? Well, this makes sense if you're a unique business. And just to clarify, I want to clarify that when I say unique, I don't mean you just think you're unique, but you're really not. But you really are unique. You really are a different business. You're in a unique industry, you have a unique competitive differentiator, whatever the case may be. So unique business might be one reason why you would go down this path. Another reason why you might go down this path is if you have a mature IT department internally, meaning that you have the resources and the internal competencies to be able to support a build model. And then a final thing I'll mention is that flexibility is key or very important to your business. Crucial. So if that's the case, that may be that the build option is a better fit for you. Now, what about buy? When is buy the best option? I'll be candid and say that most clients that approach us are leaning very heavily, if not all the way in, on the buy side of the equation. So oftentimes it's easier to convince people they should buy off-the-shelf software. But the best times to buy are going to be when you have a need for established tech. In other words, you don't want to create the wheel. You don't need to recreate the wheel. You can leverage someone else's technology. And if that's true for you, then you might want to buy. If you have business processes that are fairly standard, or you want them to be standard, then off-the-shelf software can be very beneficial. And then again, if you want flexibility without the cost and the complication of the flexibility that comes with the build model, then the commercial off-the-shelf buy model might make more sense. So it's, again, it looks like the same benefit, but slightly different across these two models. Now, it may be that you still are finding that you're somewhere in the middle, in which case one of these options right here might make the most sense, and one of these options might let you leverage the strengths of either side here. Now, one of the other things to keep in mind, and it's somewhat similar to this customized off-the-shelf software option, is that you don't necessarily need to just pick one or the other or even just one hybrid model. It may be that in some cases, for certain parts of your business, you're going to commit to a buy strategy, and for other parts of your business, you're going to commit to a build strategy. And this is common with different business processes. So over here, you take your more standard, more vanilla business processes like finance, GL, accounts payable, accounts receivable, maybe even order processing if you're a distributor, things like that, that you can take standard off-the-shelf software, and it's not going to water down any sort of competitive advantage, and it's going to minimize the risk of you trying to recreate the wheel by building software. But then when you go to your customer-facing processes, you may decide that those are core competitive differentiators, and that's where you're going to spend your time building. So you might have a core off-the-shelf system that provides the foundation for your transformation, and then you might build different apps and different capabilities on top of that to give you the best of both worlds. So these are just a few things to think about as you navigate this buy versus build decision. For more information and best practices and decision points that you should consider as part of your transformation, I encourage you to read my ebook called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. This includes a number of lessons, tips, strategies, and best practices to help you through your transformation. It also includes a number of independent software reviews and rankings, which is particularly important if you're going to go down the path of the buy model, the commercial off-the-shelf buy model. So you can download that paper or that book by scanning the QR code or going to the links in the description field below. You can also check out other links and other resources I've included in the description field below that are meant to help you through your digital transformation journey. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.